Flashback, 2005. Aluminum, a smart material for metal roofs. Authored by Michael Peterson, Peterson Aluminum. This article was originally published in the August-September 2005 edition of Metal Roofing Magazine. Company name aside, Peterson Aluminum sells as much steel roofing material as it does aluminum. Both products feature specific attributes, and all qualified commercial roofing contractors have the experience and expertise to install both. So, why isn't aluminum used more extensively? The primary obstacles have been cost per square foot and misimpressions concerning the structural limitations of aluminum. Recent innovations in panel design, though, have served to significantly broaden the application range for aluminum panels, and several aluminum profiles are now available from a number of manufacturers that carry the UL 580 Class 90 wind uplift rating. Despite recent inflation in steel costs, the initial installed cost of aluminum remains higher than steel, but that is not the end of the story. In many areas of the country, I would contend that a full analysis of life cycle benefits might actually show aluminum is less expensive than steel. In my experience, building owners are increasingly deciding to use aluminum when they are fully informed of its advantages. It's a life cycle issue. Aluminum delivers a longer service life, in general, says Tom Hutchinson, Director of Moisture Protection for Leggett Architects of Chicago. The cost of aluminum has never been an issue for us. For architectural metal roofing, Leggett uses aluminum for approximately 75% of its projects. The remaining 25% is mostly copper and zinc. The cost of aluminum is not an issue for us, says Jim Donovan of Westar Roofing Corporation in Chesapeake, VA. We quote on 2 to 3 jobs per day and have never won or lost a job due to the cost difference of aluminum. The increased cost is only pennies. The cost of labor is the real issue, not the material. The cost of aluminum is just not a factor, except maybe in the heavier gauge aluminum. Side note, aluminum at a glance. Aluminum has a higher cost per square foot than steel, roughly 15%, and pricing has been somewhat volatile. Proponents say its lightweight and workability may make up the cost difference in labor savings on many jobs. On average, aluminum's recycled content is 55%. Aluminum has 2 times the expansion contraction rate of steel and may require modifications in flashing design. 0.32 is the typical gauge for most aluminum applications. Source: Peterson Aluminum AIA presentation. Corrosion resistant. An intrinsic attribute of aluminum is its corrosion-resistant properties, a significant advantage over steel. In the typical architectural application, G90 galvanized steel, or AZ55 galvalume steel, is coated with a full Kynar 500 fluorocarbon finish. Either substrate provides adequate protection in a normal environment unless and until it is abraded. Not having to worry about rust becoming a problem, that's a big thing, says Guy Grove, a roofing contractor with R.D. Bean in Beltsville, Mumdy. If we can, we like to use aluminum. Surface scratches can cause the corrosion process to accelerate. This is particularly the case in acid rain regions, coastal areas, and other aggressive environments. In such areas, the advantage quickly switches to aluminum due to its superior corrosion resistance. Most manufacturers' warranties specifically exclude corrosion of the substrate. Peterson's experience during the past 30 years is that aluminum is the better substrate for those applications where substrate corrosion might be a concern. We recognize that in the construction and installation process, scratches and damage occur, Hutchinson says.